Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show, and we are presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, and we're live from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Hi, Mason.
Hey, you back, okay. Mitch?
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Something was weird. I don't know what I did.
Is Drew there?
Yes.
Let's get Drew on.
Yes, joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he is our Milwaukee baseball insider, Drew Wagner. Hey, Drew.
Good morning.
What's up, Drew?
Man, hey. It is energy like that that makes you second to none in the business.
I wasn't sure what kind of entrance I was going for there, so I just winged it.
Nice. Well, I felt it, and hey, Drew, I missed you. I've been out for a little bit. Didn't get you on Monday because I was at a charity golf event. But yeah, good to talk to you again. So, you know, a lot happened since I was gone. This Brewers team got to four wins over 500, and you know, they got a little extra day off yesterday, you know, with the rain delay. So, you know, what are you feeling? And who is? I think we mentioned who's pitching today for the Brewers and
Freddy,
for the Cubs. Did they
Freddy,
change it up?
It sounds like it's going to be Freddy Peralta, and they're going to scratch Miz, which is nice because it saves me from having to drive down to Chicago in that land of nightmares and hell.
Wow, I love it.
I just hate it. There's whoever designed the road system down there should be pushed off the top of the Sears Tower.
I mean, aren't they just roads? Like, what? Like,
it is
pretty
bad.
They just have a lot of people. Like
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, again, like the fact that they have the train, you know, going like above ground,
right,
in the middle of the highway.
The train was constructed stupidly. That I'll give you.
That's a miss, because you could add like, what, three lanes across there and like at least give yourself a little.
It'll take me. About an hour and 15 minutes, probably an hour and a half now that I moved, to get from my house to the exit on 94 in Irving Park. And then to go, I think it's like 3 miles to go from the exit to the media parking lot. Can take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours.
Gross.
To say nothing of the traffic trying to get out of there. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be Freddy Peralta today. They'll scratch Miz and keep Freddy and the rest of the guys on schedule. You know, kind of an important game for them to win. You want to go out there and split this little two-game set. Your bullpen's fully rested. Everyone's coming in full strength. Like, it's an important game.
Yeah, I think it was awesome that the game yesterday was postponed. Just gives them an opportunity to, you know, make this a 1-1 series. You know, go out and try to take one to the Cubs this afternoon. I just see it as, again, you get Freddy Peralta on the mound and, you know, go and just take care of business there in Chicago. We all want to see these Cubs, you know, get hit in the mouth a little bit. But what, you know, obviously I've been out a little bit, so like since I've been gone, like what are some of the things that have stood out to you here in this last week and a half, that this team, are they doing anything different, are they just kind of status quo plotting along, what are you seeing from this Brewers ball club?
It's a lot of the same. They're playing their style of baseball, a lot of scraping together offense because they're still not swinging the bats the way people had hoped. Reese Hoskins has cooled off quite a bit this month. He's in a bit of a slump, but they're getting performances from guys at the bottom of the order, and they've gotten some good success out of Sal after flipping him into the leadoff spot. You know, that's something I think we could see for a while. The kid's having just a tremendous year at the plate and doing more of the same in the outfield. It's the same Brewers baseball that we've been watching since the first week of the season. You know, questionable offense, really good pitching, bullpen for the most part holding its own. They're still struggling to find some sort of consistency offensively, and that's the big Achilles heel right now, because they've got to score four runs to have a chance at winning. When they're not scoring four runs, their numbers are just terrible. But they're starting to show signs.
You and Tommy on the leadoff show, just same page. Got to get to four to have a chance to win games. Like, they just cannot win trying to hold a team under four runs. So we got Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, our Brewers insider inside the clubhouse. So I want to talk a little bit, and we've talked about him a couple times this week, Pete Crow Armstrong of the Cubs. Like, what do you see in this kid, and like what he's been able to do, and just what type of player he is?
It's pretty good. I mean, he's an incredibly talented defensive center fielder. He's still trying to figure himself offensively, though. He's showed marked improvement from last year. He's a guy that, kind of like Jackson Churio, is going to be the anchor of the next generation of Cubs teams. But he's still a work in progress. You know, he's still rough around the edges. His defensive play makes up right now for offensive liabilities. But he's a guy that Brewers fans should get to know, because you're going to see a lot of him over the next couple of years.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so who in this lineup then, if you say, you know, you're saying that offensively, you know, we're not the Brewers aren't doing awesome, you know, they need to step it up. Like, who are you looking to step up, you know, in this game and kind of moving forward into the middle part of this summer?
It's the usual suspects, Yelich, Contreras, and Hoskins. You know, the Brewers need those three guys to do damage for their offense to work. You know, Terang's getting on base. Your guys at the bottom of the order are getting on base. Frelick at the top of the order is setting the table. But it doesn't do any good if your heart of the lineup guys aren't doing that damage, you know. And sometimes, you know, the singles and the grinded out at bats, you know, those are great. But you need those guys to show some pop. You need the power to start coming back. And when that happens, the Brewers' offense is very good. But right now, they're not doing it, and the numbers speak for themselves.
Drew Wagner joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Drew, it does look like from the Brewers that Freddie's pitching today, but Jacob Mizorowski might be slated to start tomorrow. Are you surprised that they just kept Freddie on schedule and flip-flopped them? And you know, with Quintana pitching Saturday, Priester pitching Sunday, they both get moved back a day. Does this, you know, based on, do you think that this is based on that they're playing at Wrigley? Do you think it's a day game? Do you think they just want to keep Freddie on schedule? What do you think, how does this make sense for the team?
I think it's a little all of it. I think keeping Freddie on schedule is probably the number one thing. And then you kind of break off your looks, you know. A lot of these guys kind of pitch the same way. You break them up, give a little different look. You look at Mizorowski's numbers. You look at Chicago's offense. You look at the Twins. Might be a better matchup. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. I'm sure we'll hear something on the decision out of the visitor manager's clubhouse in Wrigley in a little bit, hopefully in time for the league game pregame show. But, yeah, I'm guessing most of it has to do with keeping Freddie on track.
So have you, like through this year and leading up to this, did you have any conversations with counsel and like what it kind of feels like for him, you know, facing the Brewers, them coming to Wrigley, any of that? We had Lawrence Holmes on earlier, and they do the Craig Counsell show down there in Chicago now. So, you know, kind of what are your feels? And, you know, if the Cubs sweep the Brewers in this series out in Wrigley, does that change, like, what kind of feels does that give for fans and kind of your opinion on everything?
I mean, my opinion on Craig Counsell is pretty well stated. I think the guy is a unpleasant human being to be around. I have not had any conversations with Craig. We are not exchanging Christmas cards. It's always going to be a thing. You know, it is what it is. The Craig Council storyline is always going to be there as long as he's with the Cubs, for the way that he left and going to the rival. You know, I don't know. I'm guessing, knowing his ego, he'll probably take a great deal of pride in it. And I think competitively you want to, you know, you want to go out there and show him that you're this good. You know, I don't know what it's going to do in the long run. I think it's just going to be something for fans on Twitter to thump their chest about.
No doubt. Yeah, and like we were talking about some trade stuff with Giannis and, you know, kind of the big trade machine that's being talked about. And, you know, it's just kind of interesting and hearing your take on, like, how you feel about Council. And I was saying that not too many people, you know, want to – they don't go places to win championships. Like, that's not their sole motivation, right? But, you know, so everyone, you know, it's like upset. Craig went and chased some money, did some different things. If he takes this Cubs team to a championship, and obviously I know how you feel about him, but does that, I mean, do you think that would change anyone's at least mindset? Like, all right, he saw the Cubs, like they went and won it, like they go and win a championship. Like he took more money, he went and chased the dollars, but he also got the job done. Because kind of in my opinion, I'm like, if that ends up happening, like I feel like he saw something that he could go and do and maybe saw something in the Brewers organization that wasn't fulfilling that piece for him.
Well, the mistake there, Mason, is that you use logic and common sense. And
I'm too logical? Is that the issue?
How often does that work in sports? I think if they win a championship, the boos are going to be even louder in Milwaukee.
They're going to hate him more.
Yeah. Well, listen, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm still convinced that the Brewers will eventually retire his number. Like it just is how it goes. I mean, the Packers did it with Favre. I'm sure we'll do it with Rodgers at some point. Time heals all wounds. But as long as this guy is managing the Cubs, every time he steps into that stadium, he's going to get mercilessly booed. And I think rightfully so. I mean, I think... You know, I can understand his arguments, you know, wanted a new challenge, blah, blah, blah. Like, I get all that stuff. Like, I respect that. I can even respect the money part of it. But the way that he handled it and going to an arch rival, you know, basically sitting there and telling us every time we asked, one, getting mad at us for asking the question, you know, has there been any talk about your contract? No. Okay. And letting the rumors like, yo, maybe I just want to take a break from baseball. And then you just up and go to the Cubs. He handled it in probably the seediest, sleaziest way possible. I think the fans have every right to get on him. And I encourage them to do so. And normally I'm not one to give a rip about the fans. But Council handled it like a child. He was like the girlfriend that said, this guy is just a friend, this guy is just a friend. And the second she dumps you out of nowhere, she's back in a relationship with the guy who was just a friend. Mm. That's Craig Council.
That's a, you know, that's a good correlation. I'm a practical man. And so, yeah, you put things in a simple, practical way. I can understand that. That makes total sense. We got Drew Wagner. Some great insight on Craig Council and the divorce that was him moving to the Chicago Cubs. Before we let you go, I do, because we won't have you on until next Monday, just kind of preview what the Brewers have going on this weekend, you know, with the going to the Twins and, you know, what some of those matchups look like after this Cubs series is over.
Twins have been underperforming this year. They've not been playing great baseball. They're not playing consistent baseball. I mean, it's a series that, you know, you look at it and think the Brewers should go in there and play pretty well, but you never know. They faced them once this year, took two or three, I think. It'll be tough, but it's definitely a series where the Brewers can kind of keep that momentum going and bounce back depending on what happens in Chicago today. And after that, you get to come home for a little bit against the Pirates and hopefully build a little bit of momentum there. So,
Pirates and Rockies, right?
Yeah, they should be able to eat against the Pirates and Rockies. If they don't, something's wrong.
Yeah, and potentially a Skeens-Mizorowski matchup next week. So
I like that. Yeah.
Let's see if he's pitching Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think they're going to miss by a day. I think Miz had to pitch today. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw originally that Miz would have pitched. Yeah, Miz would have pitched today. I would have been lined up
for Wednesday. Yeah, but they're going to miss each other by one day. So, well, someday we will get that matchup, Drew.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah, someday.
Just not today.
And tell me, like, you know, obviously, you know, we've been talking about the, you know, Wrigley and like what that, you know, that ballpark's like. Just don't know a lot about, you know, where the Twins play there in Minneapolis. You know, just talk about that ballpark a little bit and, you know, kind of what kind of stadium that is for the players. Is it a hitter friendly stadium or is it, you know, been a tough one?
It was idiotically designed and built without a roof.
That's true.
I have seen it. Yes, I've stayed in a hotel overlooking it before.
Yeah. Dumbest decision ever made in stadium construction was to build that stadium without a roof. And Rami likes to talk about that a lot, and I agree with him. Put a roof on it.
Well, if they put a roof on it, it would have probably collapsed anyway. So, you know, that's how they do it there in Minneapolis.
Ooh. Zing.
Throwing shade.
Jason coming in with a heater.
Throwing shade. That's right. Shade. I did that for you, Drew.
Who thought that Dickerson couldn't throw shade?
That's right. I got a lot of shade over here.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Nicely I don't know done. what the reputation is because, you know, the Brewers had played there so infrequently. Like they're every year, but it was always just a two-game jaunt.
Okay.
And I haven't been there since the year it opened, so... Yeah, I'm not really sure what the reputation is. That's a good question. I have to dig into that when getting ready to do my previews this weekend. But I will say it's a nice looking park. It fits the downtown nicely. It's easy to get to. The press box is decent, and at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters.
That's all that matters, right? Nice. Where are we viewing from? Well, Drew, I don't know if Mitch has anything else for you, but I really appreciate you jumping on. Always a pleasure, and we will talk to you again on Monday, hopefully with you know, a solid weekend under this Brewers belt as we move into, we're like the week before the 4th of July week. We're getting there. Yeah.
And by next week, we'll be at the midpoint of the season.
Whoo, that's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, a million more games to go. We're almost there.
The grind is worth the grind. You can write that down.
Yeah.
That's genius right there.
That was insightful.
The grind is worth the grind.
That was insightful.
Tommy feels
Mitch
that.
And Vince Lombardi.
Yes. Amen, exactly. Brother. All right, Drew, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, fellas.
All right, later.
That's Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, our Milwaukee Baseball Insider. Man, it sure would be nice to get that win today. I can't wait for the leadoff show today from noon to one. I know Tommy is just like... He is like busting at the seams, ready to jump on and just like break down everything with the lineup today and with the, you know, needing a win and what it means for the team and, you know, the Cubs stink and we hate Council and all the venom with Tommy Wirtz today at noon.
Tommy took a day off yesterday, so I mean, called it in.
Do you want to guess when the game got canceled? Because if you guessed within 30 seconds of me arriving to work yesterday, you would be correct.
Yeah, yes. You know what that is? That's just on you for getting to work so early and being an overachiever.
Nope, it was not that early. I knew exactly that was going to happen. An hour before the first pitch was supposed to go.
So what'd you end up doing instead, Tommy?
Making a social media post and going home. Yeah.
So. I thought you did it. I thought you did something last night.
No, where did I go? Oh yeah. And then I went to Pato.
I'm just saying
something.
Let's celebrate the wins.
It was the same game. It wasn't the same machine that I got Mason Crosby to win on slot machine. So
that's your game.
Yeah. Yeah. We did all right on that one. Did all right.
Nice. Yeah, but hey, this just goes back to, though, like what I was talking about. I think it was yesterday with baseball. I mean, what? Like, there was like a sprinkle? I mean, was there any lightning?
No, it was rain. It was
pretty rainy.
It was like 10 hours of straight rain.
And I saw Kurt Hoag was tweeting with fans throughout the game. At like 1 o'clock, someone asked him, is it worth showing up? And he said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, he knew
right
back then at that time that they were not going to play.
We had both the Rumble.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bulls had their softball games canceled last night also.
Did it get canceled? All right. And there was that, obviously, the flight delays as well. So.
Right, yeah, which was not awesome.
Not awesome. That's the worst.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Want to remind everybody that Wade versus Diener is back for year three. Join basketball stars Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener June 27th for the Champions for Literacy Celebration. They'll make an impact in Milwaukee and at Marquette. Tickets are on sale right now. It's Wade vs. Diener. That's Wade vs. Wade vs. Diener.givesmart.com. If you've been to any nonprofit silent auction, you know that GiveSmart is the company that runs all those, and we're probably all registered for an ID. Mason probably doesn't even know he has like seven different GiveSmart IDs.
I think I have
IDs.
14. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know why they make me like.
I don't understand
a new account
it.
Every
right.
time.
That, same. Like it doesn't make any sense to me. But
I don't have any more emails.
Right.
I can't
right.
do that's, it anymore. Make up a new email.
So it's wadeversdiener.givesmart.com. Check that out. That'll be June 27th. It's a week from tomorrow, Friday evening. Champions for Literacy Celebration. More of the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, coming up next. Yes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.